Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
We're here to help you win the ultimate bragging rights, a fantasy title.
Let's go.
Now, here's Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
All right, Wednesday show. What's up, everybody? We got a fun Thursday night game. Very interesting matchup that we're going to preview. We're going to talk about some players who have been dropped and whether or not you should pick them up. We've got, of course, buy low, sell high. And Jamie, Heath, and I are going to redraft round one, give you sort of a top 12 for the rest of season. And, of course, we want you to start playing on FanDuel. FanDuel.com. Click the Join Now button and use our code CBSPOD. New users get free entry into the NFL Sunday Million with over $1 million in cash prizes. Just make your first deposit on FanDuel. Use the code CBSPOD. Void where prohibited. In fact, we got an email, guys, from someone who said, hey, I listened to your show. I joined FanDuel. I won $100 in my first contest. I do not have that kind of luck. That's pretty good.
Leave my name out of this.
What?
The email said, thank you, Heath.
Oh, actually, yes, I did. She said I used Heath's advice. Did you reply to the email? Because I did.
The only reason I pointed that out is because I had by far my worst week on FanDuel this week. And so I'm glad that somebody won money because it wasn't me.
We're here for the people, Heath.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, who are your favorite buy lows and sell highs? Give me one of each. Give me a buy low candidate. I don't care who speaks now, Jamie or Heath. Surprise me.
Oh, I'll buy low on Amari Cooper. I think you're looking at Derek Carr getting healthy, and he's just not this bad. I mean, it's ridiculous how bad he's been, but he's not this bad.
Agree 100%. I put a poll on Twitter last night asking what he's worth in Dynasty. And almost half of the respondents, and by far the largest plurality of people, said less than a 2018 rookie first round pick. Not an early first, even a late first. They would not give up a rookie pick.
People are so reactionary
for Amari Cooper, and that is a mistake.
Yeah, well, we'd like for Carr to get back this week, because the Chargers, they just don't have that good of a defense. They're the 23rd against wide receivers, and the Chiefs are 31st, as in they give up the second most fantasy points to wide receivers. Those are his next two games.
Now, you don't have to start Cooper. You'd have to rush to put him in your lineup. But if you can get him cheap, get him cheap.
Okay, and he, unbelievably, has four catches for 23 yards over his last three games. So cheap, cheap, cheap. That's possible with the way people are talking about Amari Cooper. Heath, you got a buy low you love?
I'll go with Doug Baldwin.
Oh, that's what I was going to do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think like we talked about earlier in the week, I believe, or maybe last week.
We came
into the year knowing that he was going to have good stretches and bad stretches, and he's had a bad stretch, and that's not all that surprising. He's going to be fine.
Yep, and last year, I wanted to see if he maybe wasn't getting as many targets. He had 22.2% of Seattle's targets last year. He's at 21.8% this year, so that's not an issue. And in fact, Russell Wilson is once again throwing more than he's ever thrown. He seems to set a career high every year. He's now averaging 35.6 pass attempts per game. He's 11th in the NFL in pass attempts. Now, that's total pass attempts, not per game, so possible that he's not top 11. When you factor in players who have buys. But 2 years ago, the Seahawks offense was really struggling. They were averaging 21 points per game in 8 games before their bye. After their bye, they changed up their offense. They averaged 32 points per game in the 8 games after the bye. So they have a bye this week, and I have confidence in their coaching staff. So if you take Doug Baldwin, I'll just say somebody who I basically could apply the same exact argument to. I think Golden Tate is a good buy low candidate. All right, yeah, I don't think we've really lost faith in a lot of wide receivers. Maybe Watkins, right? I don't really want to buy low on him.
No, but you could buy low on Jeffrey.
Yeah,
what about Martavis?
You could buy low on Martavis was cut in one of our leagues.
Because I was going to bring that up, yeah. Alshon's interesting. When do you buy low on him? Like him this week?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's the number two, sure.
I guess it really depends on if Josh Norman plays next week, and I don't know that he will, because if you like Alshon this week, he's got three good opportunities. Carolina tomorrow, Washington, probably without Josh Norman, and then the Niners in his next three games.
Right. That's why you do it now.
Yeah. Then it's Denver, then it's a bye. So you plan on sitting Alshon and weeks. What was that? 6, 7, 9, and 10. But not so bad after that. All right. You got a favorite sell high candidate, guys?
Actually, I have a trade offer on the table. I don't know if he's my favorite sell high candidate, but someone we've been talking about a lot. So I lost Odell Beckham in a 10-team league. I have a very good roster. And so I would like to replace a wide receiver with a running back, and I have the depth to do so. So I have an offer on the table right now of C.J. Anderson coming from me for Michael Thomas.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have some other like package deals that I'm still waiting on, but most likely I will accept that trade if nothing else comes through, because I do think C.J. Anderson, unfortunately, as he's proven, has an injury coming at some point. They're probably going to work Devontae Booker in a little bit more. Jamaal Charles clearly is a factor. So, you know, it's not a bad idea to sell high on C.J. Anderson. If he stays healthy, I'll say what I've been saying. He's going to deliver great value, but unfortunately, it just hasn't been the case for him throughout the course of his career.
Heath?
You know, it's always hard to sell quarterbacks, but based on the reaction that I got this week for not having Alex Smith in my top 12, I'll say Alex Smith. If you could get anything, like, you didn't draft Alex Smith as your starting quarterback. If you have Alex Smith, you most likely have somebody that is a starting quarterback on your team. And if you can get anything for him, I'd probably do it.
And I'm thinking about selling Aaron Rodgers in one league. Just because I love Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we're going to do a mock first round, and I like thought about maybe putting him in the first round. I think he's, you know, he's so good. 3 weeks in a row around 30 fantasy points. But it is the easiest position to stream. Not to say that it's, you know, you're guaranteed to get success, but, you know, if you're struggling and that's a league where I lost some running backs, thinking about seeing, I don't know who my backup is in that league. I don't know if I have a backup, but maybe I can play the streaming game. Just, you know, quarterback is the deepest position. I actually have two guys that I want to know what you think about as sell sort of highs. David Johnson and Andrew Luck. It's not for the 4-1 owner. Maybe it's not even for the 3-2 owner, but anyone else, you know, how willing are you to trade these guys? What do you think you could even get for David Johnson and Andrew Luck?
Almost nothing.
Yeah. I had a drop in that same league. I had a drop Luck. Just because I needed wide receiver depth, and I don't know how many people are going to run to pick him up.
What would
That's
you give up?
Again.
What would you give up for David Johnson then?
I would not trade it. I have a hard time imagining where I'd trade something for David Johnson.
Really? All right, that's interesting.
If I'm 5-0 or 4-1, I would trade something, but not much. Like if I don't need like Jerick McKinnon,
right?
That's something I would consider.
Would you trade like Sterling Shepard?
If I'm never going to play him, yeah.
Yeah, if I was 5-0 and he was like my fifth wide receiver, sure.
What if you were 3-2?
No chance.
You're not using Sterling Shepard this week.
That's true.
He's not even going to play, probably. You're not
using David Johnson for the next 2 months.
Yeah. That is also true. Okay, then you're not going
to... Hey, while we're talking trades, I sent you a trade offer.
I know. I'm thinking about it. I don't know who my tight end is. Who's my tight end in that league?
You have Charles Clay.
Yeah.
And you picked up George Kittle.
Okay, I could use an upgrade there. I'll probably make that trade. So Jamie offered me Evan Ingram for Sterling Shepard.
That's the league where I lost Beckham. And so I'll cover myself for this week, and I have Delanie Walker also. So I think it's a fair trade for both of us.
All right, which league? FFT?
Yep.
I'm gonna accept it right now. And before you get cold feet, like, you're not using Shepard for 4 weeks.
You're not using Ingram probably for
three.
I'm using Ingram this week.
No, he's starting Ingram this week. I have Ingram and Walker. They have the same bye week. So
right.
It doesn't help me to carry both through week 8. And I can use the receiver depth. Like I said, I'll be fine until Shepard comes back. But I would like to see what Shepard does, you know, when he's healthy.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair for both of us.
All right, good. As long as you think it's fair for both of us, I accept your trade, Jamie Eisenberg. And nope, notification on my phone. A trade has been made official. Pleasure doing business with you.
I like it.
All right, the big news. You know, we thought about doing another podcast, like very briefly, doing like a 5-minute podcast, but I don't think anybody really cared that much about Adrian Peterson going to the Cardinals.
You missed the joke.
Why?
You should just say it's old news.
Oh, because he's old? And it was a slow news day.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Adrian Peterson.
What a dumb trade.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think he's better than anything they've got.
They had Adrian Peterson. His name was Chris Johnson. It's the same thing.
No, he's better than Chris Johnson.
I think so. He is.
I hope so. He's not their best running back, though.
How much?
Although,
Wait, what did he go for in our podcast league? 14-team PPR. I think he went for like $30-something.
I cannot believe you actually suggested to somebody on Twitter that they spent 7% of their Fab dollars on him.
So I think I think that Peterson, you know, could get 15 carries a game.
Have you seen the way that team plays?
Look, I mean, how much would you spend on Jonathan Stewart?
I think Stewart's better and in a better situation.
Agreed on both counts.
You'd spend more than 7%, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'd spend about 7% on Stewart.
I might go 10.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So I don't think it's that crazy to spend 7% on Adrian Peterson. You don't think – all right, maybe he won't get 15 carries a game. That's a good point. They don't run the ball enough. Their offensive line is terrible. But
he got a downgrade in offensive line, and he arguably got a downgrade in system.
Downgrade in system. Nothing could be worse for him than New Orleans.
It's the same.
They're not in the shotgun every play.
I do think this week, the fact that they just cut Johnson immediately, and Peterson is going to be very motivated. He just got traded for a conditional sixth round pick, basically a bag of footballs. If it's going to happen, it'll be this week.
I don't even know if he plays this week.
I don't think they would have cut Johnson immediately if they weren't going to.
Well, they have Kerwin Williams, who's just the same thing. They have the other kid.
I mean, he doesn't take much. He you don't have to learn quite as much when you're a running back. Just take the ball and run.
We said the same thing about Trent Richardson when he got traded to the Colts.
Yeah.
$45 bid in our 14-team PPR.
Yeah, that's
woof.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not such a good trade. But look, it's a 14-team league. People are desperate. This is a starting running back. How many carries a game do you expect for Peterson?
12.
10.
Okay, so there's not much analysis here on that side of the coin. I don't think it's not really going to affect Ellington, right? He's still going to get all those catches.
No, it probably makes him better.
Makes him better?
I don't know.
Yeah, his snap count probably rises.
Why?
Because Peterson's not going to be good there.
But he's better than. I mean,
their offensive line stinks.
That doesn't change.
He is better than what they had.
They do spend a lot of time in shotgun, so it's going to be bad for him. And their defense hasn't been as good, so they're chasing points all the time.
Mm. It's not. I'm not excited about it. I'm not. But you know, people are desperate for running back. Would you drop Latavius Murray for Adrian Peterson?
No.
I might. Yeah.
Obviously this is great for Mark Ingram, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The fact that they got anything of value in return for a guy that they could have cut is amazing.
So let's do rest of season.
This is a Nazer fantasy trade.
Rest of season, would you rather have Mark Ingram or Alvin Kamara, PPR?
Ingram.
I'll still take Ingram.
Okay, Mark Ingram or Doug Martin?
That's a good one. I'll take Martin.
I'll take Ingram.
They're close.
Are they like top 15 guys?
Ingram and
Martin.
Right on the border, but I would say yes.
Yeah.
So how many carries a game for Alvin Kamara now?
Probably not much more.
7 or 8.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe 10 tops.
He had 5 last week. He's had 7, 1, 2, and 5 in 4 games.
Yeah, because they've had old and slow in his way.
Right. So, you know, well, let's hope for like 7 a game for Kamara. That'd be very nice. Kamara or James White rest of season?
Kamara.
Kamara.
Kamara or Chris Thompson?
Kamara.
Kamara.
Kamara or Mike Gillisley?
Gillisley standard, Kamara PPR.
Agreed. Kamara on PPR.
All right. So yeah, I did see some interesting ad drops in our leagues, and some guys that I will consider putting in some claims for would be Wendell Smallwood. I don't know if you guys saw him get dropped, but I could see it. You know, probably not gonna play again this week, right?
No,
agreed.
Smallwood, Martavis Bryant, absolutely putting in a claim for him. Do you guys have any interest in Thomas Rawls? I actually saw him dropped in a few leagues.
Yep. Dropped him.
Yeah, look, I think there are scenarios that based on your team, you could either drop Thomas Rawls or you could add Thomas Rawls.
I don't think Thomas Rawls, for the most part, should be dropped. The guys that we got really excited about, Marlon Mack, Matt Breida, that are still backup running backs, I still believe it's more likely that Thomas Rawls is a starting running back than one of those two guys in 3 weeks.
I actually made a decision that I regret in one league. It's an analyst league where I had to pick up a tight end last minute because of Gronk's inactive status last week. And so I had to make a decision to drop either Javoris Allen or Thomas Rawls. And I thought with after what Collins had been doing and Rawls potentially being the guy, I dropped Allen. And I'd rather have Allen now after what I saw. But going into last week, I thought, you know, Rawls may take advantage of this opportunity. So, and the reason I bring it up is I tried to drop Rawls to get Allen back and I didn't.
I know people are disappointed because neither Lacy or Rawls had a good game, but Lacy got the start. Rawls got more snaps. Rawls was involved more when they were passing and Rawls was better. So I expect when they come back from the bye, Thomas Rawls is their starting running back.
Yeah, I almost think that they fell victim to what happened to them 2 weeks ago because Lacy ran well.
Right.
And that was just kind of put them in a what do we do?
Latavius Murray is also on the most drop list. Are you more likely to add Thomas Rawls or Latavius Murray?
Rawls
for sure.
And that's it. You know, I think it's obvious too. But Murray's still 88% owned. That'll probably keep coming down. Thomas Rawls is only 65% owned.
Well, you actually dropped Thomas Rawls and kept Latavius Murray in the league.
I did.
Yeah.
On our team?
Heathed him.
There's no discussion.
Well, we have a lot of players on bye. We might have to start. we might have to start Latavius Murray, Heath.
No, we're
going to
be dropping Latavius Murray very soon for a defense.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I will say this though about Murray. There's still going to be opportunities for him. Like he's still going to be their short yards guy.
Yeah.
So he's still going to have some touchdown potential. He's still going to be 12 to 15 carries a week. And McKinnon, look, he's a small guy. He has potential with all this work to break down.
Jamie, approve or disapprove the move? Heathdom dropped Sammy Watkins for Marvin Jones.
Approve, because you probably need to win and he's better this week.
You know, I did not mind that move, except for the fact that we're not going to start Marvin Jones this week.
Well, I was doing it in case Devontae Parker doesn't play.
Oh.
So I don't know if you...
I like Jones better than Parker this week.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we might like Jones better anyway. But, you know, you had your chances, Heath. You could have changed our waiver claims.
Yeah, I mean, you send me a screenshot of these are the moves we're making. I feel like it's kind of already been said.
You guys are sub-500 still?
We're exactly 500, which is kind of weird after 5 weeks, but yes.
Oh, you play in multiple games?
Two and one.
Oh. So you worked our way back to 500.
Oh, right in the thick of
things.
We're great.
We have an absolutely tremendous
team. Like, I have situations week. Like, you know, where I'm dropping guys that I don't want to drop because, like, it's win or I'm done.
Right.
You know, so... You never like doing that, but it's just sometimes the nature of how you have to operate.
Okay, guys. I want to tell everybody about our other podcast. We have go to cbssports.com/podcast. If you love football, Pick 6 podcast is great. The 24/7 sports college football podcast is so good. Very informative stuff. The In This Corner podcast, if you like wrestling, if you like it, boxing, if you like MMA, that one's a great one as well. We have a lot of great podcasts, cbssports.com/podcast. You need more fantasy advice? Fantasy Football Today is live noon Eastern, Monday through Friday on cbssports.com. It's a live video show. It's great. And on Sundays, it's at 11 a.m. Eastern until kickoff. Eye on Fantasy Football is Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio until midnight. We take your phone calls. You can listen on the radio. You can listen on cbssportsradio.com. And you can
Have you heard the reviews of how last week went when you weren't here?
Yeah, I heard really bad things.
You heard wrong.
It was a good, best show yet?
Our esteemed producer, Stu Kovacs, said you might have been Wally Pipped.
Oh, is that what he said? Mm-hmm. We don't call it Wally Pipped anymore. We call it Ty Montgomery'd.
Wow. You just see the look on his face right now.
It's a little early for that.
And Ion Fantasy Football is Saturday night. And watch more football. Watch on your mobile device. Stream NFL on CBS Games live. Your local NFL on CBS Games live on CBS All Access. Start your free trial right now at cbs.com/NFL. cbs.com/NFL. Let's draft. All right, first round, half PPR. I actually have 13 names, but I have not put them in order, so this will be kind of tough for me. We'll go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I have to do that again. We each get 4 picks. Jamie, you can have the first pick in the draft. Half PPR, 12 teams. Who are you taking?
I will take Kareem Hunt.
Woo!
You will not.
Woo!
Why not?
You will not take Kareem Hunt.
Why not?
Really?
All right, I'll take Zeke.
You will not.
Why not?
Where's Le'Veon?
Not ahead of those two.
Jamie is the guy that showed up to the draft in August that just bought a magazine on his way here. I don't think he thought about this when you told him we were going to do this the night before.
No.
I did tell you guys. I did give you warning. All right, you serious? All right, who officially?
I'll give you Kareem Hunt. I'll take Kareem Hunt.
All right, Kareem Hunt is the number one player in fantasy for you?
Yeah.
All right, Heath, you may.
Yes, I'll take Le'Veon Bell.
Okay. All right, I don't know what I'm going to do at number three. I think I'm going to take Antonio Brown. There's still a chance Ezekiel Elliott gets suspended. He's only averaging 3.7 yards per carry. Like, they don't seem quite as dominant in the run game. And Antonio Brown is so good. He has one touchdown so far, and he's still been amazing. Three games with 110 or more yards. All right, I'll take Antonio Brown. Jamie, you have the fourth pick.
Zeke.
All right, Kareem Hunt, Le'Veon, Brown, Zeke, and you're on the clock, Heath.
I will take Julio Jones. I really like the fact that he's already had his bye.
That's a good point. I had him as my number three receiver just because of the sort of chronic injuries. Would have taken Green ahead of him. And will I take Green ahead of him now?
No, you can't because I already took him.
AJ Green?
No, I already took Julio, so you can't take Green ahead of him.
I mean, will I take AJ Green now at six? I don't think so. I think despite the schedule, I've changed my mind. I'm going to take AJ Green. Yes, I was going to go Gurley. No, I'm going to go AJ Green. So we have Hunt, Le'Veon, Brown, Zeke, Julio, AJ Green. Jamie, you have the seventh pick.
I'll take Mike Evans. I think the best production is still to come from him. So give me me.
All right, Mike Evans. Heath, you have the eighth pick.
I have the eighth pick.
On the board, we have Todd Gurley, Freeman, Gordon, Fournette, McCoy. I don't doubt you want that. Jordy, Hopkins.
I'll stick with my same strategy from earlier, and I'll take Devontae Freeman.
Devontae Freeman. Was that eighth? All right, I have the ninth pick. I will take Todd Gurley.
Ooh, really?
Wow.
What? What?
Schedule?
Over Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, over Melvin Gordon.
Well, that's an awful pick.
What? Really?
Worst pick of the draft.
Yeah, over Gordon's bad.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Gordon has really been not running the ball well at all.
I would have taken Fournette over him, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
No.
And DeAndre Hopkins.
Is it just because of the schedule?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's so involved in the passing game. Go ahead.
I think maybe we should look at something, because I meant to look this up earlier, and this is a good discussion point. Yeah, not really. Malcolm Brown did have two catches for 29 yards last week, but he still only played 9 snaps, so he wasn't much more involved.
So it's Kareem Hunt, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Ezekiel Elliott, Julio Jones, AJ Green, Mike Evans, Devontae Freeman, Todd Gurley, which just what I guess the worst pick so far at 9. Jamie, finish it off 10.
I will take Melvin Gordon. I like what I saw last week after he had a sit down with Anthony Lynn and said he needs the ball more, and you saw back involved in the passing game, certainly looked dominant running the ball. You could say the Giants with Olivier Vernon not playing, that's a big part of it. But, I mean, he's still capable of monster stats moving forward.
Okay. And Heath, you got the 11th pick.
Ooh. Ah. I'm going to take DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and take the most disrespected player in fantasy, Jordy Nelson.
No Leonard Fournette.
Jordy Nelson, he's hurt right now.
He's fine. He's playing. What's with you? Stop it.
You really would take Jordy over Fournette?
So, I thought, okay, yes, and this is actually a good talking point. We were talking on Sunday, I think. So many of those round three, round four wide receivers have been busts. I still think there's so much value in those elite wide receivers, and they're less injury prone, and it's funny saying that with Jordy Nelson a little banged up, but yeah. And also, like, Leonard Fournette, I love that you're waving on contact and you're saying, hit me, but you've got to be careful, dude. Like, that's not going to be an effective strategy for 16 games. So I have absolutely no problem with Leonard Fournette if you want to take him ahead.
Well, look, I mean, you're picking 12th. You're probably taking Jordy and Fournette. I think the interesting one, though, is at 11, because you probably could have had one of Hopkins, Jordy, Dez, Michael Thomas.
Yeah, maybe so.
Still there, too?
I Adam's last pick was so bad, I just figured he'd leave all of them for me.
Wait, who did you take? So Jamie took Gordon 10th. I took Jordy.
Hopkins.
Hopkins. Like Hopkins over Jordy. I don't know. I can't do it. Why did you decide that?
He has 61 targets this season. He's got 5 touchdown passes. Deshaun Watson is awesome. Jordy Nelson is hurt.
I am going to assume that Jordy Nelson is not hurt.
I just want to see some real quick. So last year, Jordy was 1 or 2, depending on format, with...
And I will say one thing while you look that up on Jordy Nelson. He has not had double-digit targets in a game yet. It's very strange. He's been borderline touchdown dependent, but I still trust him to get those touchdowns.
So here, interesting. Remember how great the receivers were in 2015?
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Hopkins was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th with 213 fantasy points.
More than Jordy last year, right?
Jordy was 2nd with 199.
Mm-hmm. It was a huge year for Hopkins 2 seasons ago.
To do that again.
Yeah, it's just like, I know what Jordy's going to give me. You know, he's... The only reason why he's not, like, a top 5 pick is because of his age. He's not even that old.
But why don't you know at this point what DeAndre Hopkins is going to give you?
Because I still feel like I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to have the best rookie season that we've ever seen.
But he doesn't have to for Hopkins to be great.
Do you think he can be as good as Hopkins' quarterback situation was in 2015?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I mean, that's what you're looking at, is not necessarily Watson being fantastic. Like, Watson could be a rest of way, 201-2 quarterback every game. But probably every other game, that one is going to go to Hopkins.
Did we feel like there was also a little bit of luck in some of the stats he put up against the Chiefs on Sunday?
100%.
Sure.
But he threw 5 touchdown passes.
The thing that you're looking at is take advantage of situation. So took advantage of Patriots, took advantage of Titans, took advantage of garbage time. You know, that's what you're looking at fantasy-wise.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's the argument against Jordy Nelson?
There's no argument against Jordy Nelson. I think it's just, if you're looking at the two, like you're both kind of downplaying each other's picks. I don't know if there's a downplay here in either one.
No, I'm fine with it. I mean, I understand that. In fact, let's do a Twitter poll. All right, rest of season, who do you like?
Yeah, put Fournette in there too, so we actually get the real answer.
Okay, half PPR. All right, so I'll put three up there: Fournette, Jordy Nelson, and Hopkins.
If it's not 60-20-20, I'd be surprised.
It's fair.
No, it's probably going to be 50-30-20. Fournette, Hopkins, Jordy.
Fournette looks so much better now after ripping off that long touchdown run at the end of the game.
But he's also taking advantage of the situation, you know, scoring in garbage time when he's had the chances to.
Oh, that's the other thing. Okay, here's my concern with Fournette. I'm not buying the Jaguars at all. They're off to a great start. I think I saw that they have the best odds to win the division. They suck. You cannot survive with this bad of a passing game. I know their defense is good. You cannot survive with this bad of a passing game. It's going to catch up to them. And it might catch up to Fournette, like, in some sense. In, like, you know, if we're comparing him to elite players.
I would say, on the surface, I agree with you. But the one game in this stretch where we've seen them pass, they looked great.
They're not good, though. Like, Bortles is terrible. I'm sorry, I don't mean
But you know what we're seeing, though? You know, and again, we a little bit biased view of it, because Pete Prisco's tied into the Jaguars with how he, you know, views them. But he points out all the time, when they let Bortles throw on first down where it's not obvious passing situations.
I that's ridiculous.
But there's numbers that support that.
I'm sure that I would imagine a lot of quarterbacks have better numbers like that. But
but
overall
when you're a crappy
picture,
one and you get good passing situations, you're going to clearly play better.
I'm sorry. I there's nothing that you could say that's going to give me any optimism about Blake Bortles. He has a bad receiving core. What they need to do is throw the ball to Fournette more. And he's not good. They threw like 14 times last week or something like that. So
the one thing I would say maybe against you, Adam, and I am team doubt the Jags for sure. But the Rams, the Colts, the Bengals, the Chargers, the Browns, the Cardinals, the Colts. That's their next seven games. It doesn't matter if they're good.
They've been a lot of offensively challenged teams in that group.
All right. All right, we'll see what the Twitter poll says. We got about a half hour to get the results in. And you, everybody out there, you got to take home security seriously, okay? And Simply Safe is a great option for you. It's spelled Simply, S-I-M-P-L-I, safe. Go to simplysafe.com/FFT. You're not going to see an offer like this for home security. You get $100 off their summer security package. simplysafe.com/FFT. And you might think, maybe this costs $30, $50 a month, something like that. How about $14.99 a month? So after you get that $100 off, we're talking $14.99 a month, no installation costs, no hidden fees, and their 24/7 professional monitoring is $14.99 a month. So home security is very important. Please take it seriously. This sale ends soon. simplysafe.com/FFT for $100 off. Simply Safe, simplisafe.com/FFT. Really good offer and something you need to invest in. News and notes. Tom Brady expected to play. He has a left shoulder injury. He's a righty, in case you haven't seen him. But boy, does he have some bad history at the Jets. And we'll preview that game tomorrow. And you're starting him. An MRI revealed no new knee injury for Sam Bradford. He has Green Bay this week. Are we expecting Bradford to play?
No.
Never again.
Julio Jones should play this week. Doesn't look like Mohamed Sanu will play as they have the Dolphins. Eric Ebron says he's down in the dumps. Any interest in Ebron at the Saints this week? If somebody dropped him, would you pick him up?
No.
I hope that he feels better. I was just looking at this today when I was trying to get my rankings updated just a little bit. And both Ebron and Fleener have such fantastic matchups in what should be a high-scoring game. It's so hard to trust them. I think there's a good chance that one or both of those guys are going to outperform their ranking this week.
Shane Vereen is 14% owned. I say that Shane Vereen will catch at least 8 passes this week.
False.
8?
Yes.
False. Even though Gallman's good in the passing game too?
Look at what happened on the final drive of the game against the Chargers. I actually meant to look that up and I forgot. I would guess he had 2 catches on that drive alone, but that's who was in. I mean, they're going to be trailing, and they are going to have Shane Vereen in, and he's going to catch 8 passes against the Broncos.
Well, you obviously don't follow Nick Costos on Twitter.
I do.
Because Nick has guaranteed a Giants defensive touchdown in this game.
Mm-hmm. What?
And has said that they are going to completely shut down Trevor Siemian and CJ. Ah!
Okay. Okay.
He's banking on defensive pride here.
They don't have a good defense anymore. I'm not going to get into this Giants discussion. They have a good cornerback. They have Janoris Jenkins. He's playing great. Pete Carroll said Lacy and Rawls will have equal status, and CJ Prosise should be back after the bye, but we've already talked about that situation. So real quick, guys, do you expect the following players? Ty Montgomery at Minnesota.
No.
No.
Marlon Mack at Tennessee.
This was my concern with him. He can't stay healthy this
right.
Year.
Right. But right now we expect him, don't we?
Yeah.
Jordan Reed against San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Kelly.
No.
Nope.
Wendell Smallwood tomorrow.
Nope. No.
Sterling Shepard at Denver.
Nope.
No.
Paul Perkins, Arlen's Darkwa at Denver.
No.
I expect Darkwa, not Perkins.
Giants defensive touchdown at Denver.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm with Nick.
Devin Funchess against Philadelphia.
Yes, team says a play.
Yep.
Derek Carr.
Yep.
Yep.
Mike Williams, same game.
Nope.
Nope.
Devontae Parker.
Yep.
Yep.
DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
Sure.
Marcus Mariota.
No.
Nope.
Kenny Galladay.
Nope.
No.
Philadelphia at Carolina. Here we go. So listen, I am determined to do a mailbag today. So don't let me spend 8 minutes on this game. But I do think it's an extremely interesting game. And just so far, just checking the Thursday night games, excluding week one, weeks 2 through 5, we haven't really seen, like, running backs go wild. You know, we do see some big fantasy numbers, but in terms of yards per carry, we're not really seeing that. Last week was a good week for the running backs, but we're not seeing that old adage, I guess. Do we know about Ryan Khalil for Carolina?
No, but I can check.
Yeah, let's get the injury updates on their center. Lane Johnson probably not going to play this week, right? Philly's right tackle.
I think so.
Yeah, concussion.
All right. And which quarterback do you like better in this game?
Cam, easily.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cam is...
makes me nervous.
Okay, yeah, let's start with that. Cam is top six, so if you have him, you're starting him. Would you start Cam or Stafford?
Khalil's already been ruled out.
Okay, so no Khalil. Cam or Stafford?
Cam.
I have Stafford ranked higher right now, but if we go through tomorrow's practices and there's still any uncertainty at all about Stafford, I would start Cam.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cam or Deshaun Watson?
Watson.
Watson.
All right, but Cam is still a very good start. So Wentz, how come Wentz makes you nervous? Jamie, you have him 15th. David Heath have Wentz 12th.
Good pass rush for Carolina. No Lane Johnson for Philly if he's out. We saw what that was like last year for him. So I think we've seen Wentz when he's had to face a little pressure. He struggled, and Carolina will get after him.
All right, so who are some guys who have ranked ahead of him?
I start Roethlisberger over him.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bold, I think. And Alex Smith, for that matter, in that same game.
I have those two guys right behind him, but they're in the same range. And I, like you mentioned, that Watson has been a little bit fortunate in the way he accumulated stats. There's a little bit of that with Wentz as well.
A lot of it with Wentz.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's only thrown like 30 or 31 passes each of the last three games, which I don't like.
Carolina dominates time of possession when they're right. Right now they're right.
Yeah, they've gone run heavy. I said last week when talking about Philadelphia that I wasn't going to believe them going run heavy because of one game, but it's turning into a trend. I would start Winston over him. I'd start Palmer over him. I'd start Cousins over him.
Interesting. All right, so how about LeGarrette Blount and Corey Clement is just kind of a Hail Mary, it looks like. But Heath, you actually, compared to Dave and Jamie, really like LeGarrette Blount. You have him 14th in standard, 22nd in PPR. And he's outside the top 24 for Dave and Jamie. LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what lit a fire under him, but he is running hot right now. And the Carolina run defense is good. I don't believe they're great. They've been pretty average in terms of per carry. They've given up a few rushing touchdowns. I don't think they completely shut this offense down. I don't think Corey Clement's really that big of a threat. The way Blount's running right now, he is the most elusive back in the NFL per Pro Football Focus. Part of that is because of what he did against the Chargers, but he was good last week as well.
He was, yeah. He is running with some fire, as you said. I like that.
The thing with them, with Blount, which I think we'll see moving forward, is game flow and game script is so important for him.
Yeah.
Because when they get behind, he's not going to be on the field as much. And I would anticipate them getting behind this week against Carolina with the way that they're playing.
That's the part I'm not sure of. I think it might just be kind of a low-scoring game all the way around.
It could, but then that means Cam's probably going to struggle.
That's true.
Or at least struggle early. I mean, we could take three quarters of a low-scoring game.
I just look at what Carolina's done. Yards per carry notwithstanding. They have allowed three touchdowns on the ground and still not allowed a running back to get to 10 fantasy points in the standard scoring league.
Right, but I do think Blount will game flow is important, but if game flow is not horrible for him, Blount will probably have more carries this week than any running back has had against Carolina, which could get him to that double digit. But all right, so how about Alvin Kamara or LeGarrette Blount?
Kamara for me in both formats.
Blount in standard, Kamara in PPR.
Ingram or Blount?
Ingram, not close.
Ingram in both formats. Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey or LeGarrette Blount?
I don't really love McCaffrey in standard, so I'll take Blount in standard, but I'll take McCaffrey in PPR.
Same for me. I think the really interesting one is Marshawn and Blount.
Oh, that's easy for me. I'll take Marshawn Lynch.
They've basically got the same role. I'd expect
different
right around 15
such
touches.
Such a better matchup, though,
for
Lynch.
Both.
Marshawn's got a much better matchup. Blount is running so much better than he is right now.
Yeah, but again, circumstances are so important for those guys, and Lynch's circumstances so much better.
He's getting 50% of the snaps.
I don't care. In those 50%, he's going to get more chances to have better fantasy production.
Lynch
is facing
the Chargers.
Blount's running better. Lynch is in a better situation.
He is in a better situation for sure. He's been dreadful.
All right, which rank the wide receivers in this game?
Funchess, Jeffrey, Benjamin. Blech.
I would still go Benjamin over Funchess.
Even though Funchess has been getting more targets?
Yes. And I would go Benjamin, Jeffrey, Funchess.
And I think you have all three of them in the top 24.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, Alshon, I guess, is just kind of interesting. He's been a little frustrating.
A lot frustrating.
And the Panthers have been pretty good against wide receivers. I mean, look, the Saints guys did well, the Patriots guys did well, but not Brandon Cooks. You know, I don't think doesn't look like a great matchup for Alshon Jeffrey.
No, he's a low-end number two.
All right. So, Amari Cooper or Alshon?
Alshon.
Alshon. Also, you're approaching 8 minutes.
Oh, boy. Oh, crap. You're right. All right. Start Zach Ertz. Ed Dixon. Where do you have him ranked?
Top 15.
Borderline number one.
Still not getting a lot of targets. And last week was totally fluky.
How about Jonathan Stewart? Any interest in him?
No.
Touchdown dependent, low end flex.
Yeah. And he hasn't scored a touchdown yet on the ground.
All right, so definitely Blunt over him. And then as we look at Ed Dixon, would you start Ed Dixon or Evan Engram this week?
Engram.
Engram.
Would you start Dixon or Kittle this week?
Kittle.
Dixon.
Better matchup for Kittle.
Would you start Ben Watson or Ed Dixon?
Watson.
They are right in the same range. I think I have them back-to-back.
Still a bad linebacking core for the Bears.
Flip a coin, but start Dixon.
Yeah. All right. So Carolina's DST is 9th for Jamie, 14th for Dave, 13th for Heath. Philadelphia's DST is 14th for Jamie and Heath, or Hamey, and 23rd for Dave. You could probably do better than these DSTs, possibly do better than these DSTs, but I don't know how these end up getting so long, these previews, but there they are. And that has been your Thursday night preview. Who wins?
Chargers.
Panthers?
Panthers.
Panthers.
Yeah, all right. I'll take the Panthers, too. I think it'll be a really good one, though. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to FanDuel. You know, you can play Monday night, Thursday night contests on FanDuel. Those are cool because they span two separate weeks. It's definitely different. But look, I play at least two contests every week. I play a 50-50, and we have a little Fantasy Football Today CBS contest amongst us here at the company, and I love it. And over 2.5 million players have won a cash prize playing fantasy sports on FanDuel, like our listener who won $100 in her first FanDuel contest. And if you want a free chance, a chance to win money for nothing for free, you sign up on FanDuel.com. You use the promo code CBSPod. Again, FanDuel.com, and the promo code is CBSPod. That offers void where prohibited. You get free entry into the NFL Sunday Million. This is fantasy football for everyday fans. Why not play more fantasy football? It doesn't take a long time. Set your lineup. After I do all my research, after I feel good about knowing all the matchups, I love to go on FanDuel and I love to find the hidden gems. I love to find the cheap guys that I can put in my lineup. And I win some money. And, you know, I've won three of my last four 50-50s, so hopefully we're giving you some good advice. Again, contests start at just $1. Sign up right now on FanDuel.com with the promo code CBSPod, void where prohibited. In order to make sure we get the emails and tweets, let's do those first, and then we'll do buy low or heck no, and sell high or no thanks, guy. Emails and tweets from Jeff. As the Carlos Hyde owner, would you drop Mark Ingram or Rob Kelly for Matt Breida?
No.
Definitely not Ingram. I don't think I'd drop Kelly either.
From Ben, grade the trade. Give up Kareem Hunt, get Mike Evans and Christian McCaffrey. Give up the number one player in fantasy, according to Jamie, Kareem Hunt, for Mike Evans and Christian McCaffrey.
B+. I like it.
D.
Well, format definitely matters here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
In PPR, I'd give it an A.
You would give that a B+, Heath, huh?
I give that a C in PPR. I give it a D in standard.
You give up Kareem Hunt. Heath, explain this. You give up Kareem Hunt
in
standard
scoring.
Okay,
here's the deal.
Let me just say it again in case people forgot. Kareem Hunt for Mike Evans and Christian McCaffrey. Go ahead.
I understand getting the best player in the deal usually wins the trade, but it's not like the second best player in the deal is a huge drop-off from the best player. Mike Evans was just taken in the first round of our rest-of-season draft. I expect him to be a top four wide receiver rest of season. I'm not quite as sold on Kareem Hunt being the best running back in football for the rest of the season. So you're getting Christian McCaffrey as a throw-in that you're going to start most weeks.
Why are you starting him most weeks, though?
What
does he justify to make him start?
Well, in PPR, he's been pretty close to a must-start. He's a top 20 running back.
Well, he's had one great game and one good game.
And the thing with McCaffrey is that one great game was with Kelvin Benjamin out. He got hurt, you know, right at the start of the game, and McCaffrey had like 10 catches.
Yep.
Other than that, he's been good. He had 9 catches. He's been 4 or 5 catches in every other game. That's solid. But usually it's less than 40 yards. Less than 40 yards in every game that Benjamin has played. Receiving, that is.
He had 85 yards in week one, right?
Total yards. I'm sorry. I meant less than 40 receiving yards. And he hasn't had even 20 rushing yards since week one when he had 13 carries.
Right.
I want to believe in him because I feel like Jonathan Stewart's a slug.
I just don't think you have to believe in him that much because the difference between Mike Evans and Kareem Hunt, I'm not even 100% sure I'd rather have Hunt.
Okay.
Well, you think that's the best deal you can get for Kareem Hunt right now?
I don't know.
In PPR, I'd probably take that. But yeah, all right. Anywho, from Mesh, grade the trade, give up Will Fuller and Deshaun Watson, get Jordy Nelson.
A.
Will Fuller and Deshaun Watson for, yeah, easy, A.
From Nick, would you trade away Michael Crabtree for Alex Smith?
Nope.
I'm the Mariota owner.
Nope.
Crabtree for Alex Smith?
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
From Matt Harrison, is Mike Gillisley and Sammy Watkins too much to give up for Alvin Kamara? Give up Gillisley and Watkins for Kamara.
If you're not starting Gillisley, then the answer is no.
I think it probably is. It definitely isn't standard, because I'd rather have Gillisley than Kamara.
What about Kamara?
I don't know who that is.
Look, we are a Mark Ingram injury away from him being amazing.
That's true.
Next email is from Ryan. Total Recall takes a backseat to No Arnold movie.
Yeah. I thought of that last night, actually, that we forgot to put that one in the mix.
I'll confess and say I've never really seen Total Recall.
Whoa, God.
I've seen it, but I don't really remember it that well.
It's pretty outstanding.
I have to rewatch. But
you're terrible.
Like,
there's two Arnolds in that movie.
Terminator 2 is not just a great Arnold movie. It's like a great movie. It could win an Academy Award. It's so good.
So is Total Recall.
All right. I'll give it a shot. Predator.
I guess you could say you've seen it, but you just don't have Total Recall.
Very good. From Jason. Taze Beckham for Watkins in a keeper league. And I think he meant trade, but he did write that he should Taze Beckham for Watkins in a keeper league. But would you trade Beckham for Watkins in a keeper league? He's already going to keep Gurley and Fournette.
Aim higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
like, exactly I'll just give you an example. I'm 2-3 in a keeper league, and I've had to claw my way back to 2-3. If I fall out of it, I'm going to offer the Beckham owner, who has him as a keeper, AJ Green, who I cannot keep.
That's a good idea. Yeah. This is from Big Joe in Santa Barbara. Hey, Dustin, Mike, Lucas, and Will. It's a sponsor. Stranger Things.
Oh.
Back soon. Oh, and a quick aside. If you're not watching Narcos, you're absolutely insane. That show is incredible. And don't spoil it for me. I'm halfway through season 3. Thank you. I have Dak. What'd you say?
They all die.
Yeah. I have Dak. Do I need to pick up Andrew Luck? He was dropped in my league. He can drop Deontay Foreman.
Three quarterbacks this week.
No, you don't.
You don't have to pick up Luck?
I would say try and make it through another week. If he's still available to you next week, then whoever you're starting as your Dak replacement this week, cut that guy for Luck.
Yeah, but I did reply to this email, though, and I would drop Deontay Foreman for Luck, because why, you know, but...
Yeah, but see, that to me is a mistake, because what happens if Lamar Miller gets hurt this week?
I guess, but...
You're not playing either guy.
Yeah.
And you have to still pick up a third quarterback. Why do you want to do that to yourself?
Well, that's true. So he also says, let Heath know that I will buy him an excellent local craft beer if he makes it out to Santa Barbara, California.
I am looking for tickets. Thanks for your joke.
From Mike, grade the trade. Give up Antonio Brown. Half PPR. Give up Antonio Brown. Get Cooks and Kamara.
F.
Yeah, I hate that trade. Okay, enough said. From Brandon, dear Tommy, Chucky, Phil, and Lil. Those are Rugrats. Come on, guys. Rugrats. Brandon in Connecticut is 4-1 in a 10-team NPPR league. He either had a typo or he meant to write like non-PPR. I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter. I currently have the Ravens and the Broncos. Should I drop one or keep them both for the rest of the season? Ravens and Broncos DSTs.
It's easy to drop the Ravens.
Yep. Drop the Ravens.
I spend a lot of fab dollars on the Broncos in one league.
Did the fab process yet?
Yes.
Okay. Because I spent fab on the Broncos in another league that hasn't processed yet.
Flex League?
No. Not that one.
Oh, yeah. Let me go take a look.
I think I did. This is from Charlie somewhere in Texas. Please don't say Dallas.
Houston.
Howdy, Lamar, Vaughn, Zach, and Light.
Millers.
Oh, yeah, Miller Light. What if there was an option of a roster spot similar to IR, but just for
I put in a big bid on those two.
Okay, but just for long-term injuries with the setting that once you designate a player to that spot, he can be removed. He can't be removed for a set amount of time, let's say 4 to 6 weeks. What do you guys think about that? You have like a out 4 to 6 week spot on your team that doesn't count in your roster space.
So it's like what the NFL does.
Yes, basically.
I like it.
I like it too. It's interesting.
Have you noticed, Heath, as the commissioner of the league where Adam and I share a team, have you noticed people abusing the IR spots? Have you paid attention to that?
I just noticed this morning, actually, that somebody was abusing one of those spots and sent them an email and told them to correct their lineup. I'm not going to tell you.
Shame.
I will not tell you who it was.
It was Dave.
No, it was not Dave. It was not anybody that our listeners know.
Oh.
It is somebody that you could probably guess.
Hmm.
We'll guess off air.
Okay. So we'll do some buy low, sell high to end the show here. And there was something else I was going to say to you guys. I don't recall. So I guess it couldn't have been that important.
Adam, we're going to lose our first game this week. We're playing Heath.
I'm not in the league. Don't say we. Although
we're 5-0.
All right, I'm in the league. I'm in. I like it.
Wait, turn back notifications.
Definitely not. And for God's sake, can you take me off the freaking group text message? I hate being on group text messages.
Group text message for what?
You're not on it. It's
you said Heath.
It's what?
You said Heath. Take me off the group text message.
I didn't say Heath.
Did you say Heath?
Yep.
I did not. Play the tape back. I absolutely did not say
Heath. You may not have, but it honest to God sounded like you said, Heath, take me off the group text message.
Well, I didn't. And Jamie, take me off the group text message. Not enjoying it.
No. That's a great thing to be a part of.
Buy low or heck no. Matt Ryan has not reached 20 fantasy points yet.
Buy low.
Buy low.
Oh my God. I love his schedule. 4 of the next 5 games look so good for Matt Ryan. Ben Roethlisberger, who's been playing without right tackle Marcus Gilbert. That could help if he comes back. Ben Roethlisberger, buy low or heck no?
Buy low.
Yeah, I'll buy low, but really, really low.
How about Matthew Stafford? Career high passer ratings so far. Only one pick. Buy low or heck no?
How hurt is he?
Let's say we find out by the weekend that he's going to play.
Buy low.
Buy low.
Again, I like his schedule. I mean, New Orleans, then a bye. Pittsburgh might be tough, but at Green Bay, Cleveland, at Chicago after that, I mean, he got the tough portion out of the way. Golden Tate, I had in here, but I said he's my favorite buy low. Rob Kelly. Rob Kelly is interesting to me. Buy low or heck no on Rob Kelly?
Buy low.
Buy low or pick up off waivers?
Yeah. Look, they want to run the ball, it seems. They have a good offensive line. And I hope he plays this week against San Francisco. The issue I have with Kelly is, like, obviously he doesn't catch the ball. And it seems like, maybe you were talking about this on Tuesday, Jamie, I don't remember. It seems like the Redskins have, like, good matchup, bad matchup going forward.
I think it's almost good matchup, at least the next couple weeks.
At Philadelphia, it's not a good matchup.
Maybe not that one.
And then Dallas. So San Francisco, good. At Philadelphia, no. Dallas, yes. At Seattle, no. Minnesota, no. At New Orleans, yes. At home against the Giants, probably. At that, okay, it gets really good. It gets really good late. Wow.
Yeah.
Until weeks 15 and 16, but whatever. We'll worry about that then. For Rob Kelly. DeMarco Murray, buy low or heck no?
Buy low.
Buy low.
Is he going to be a top 12 running back rest of season, DeMarco Murray?
Yes.
Disagreement there?
Yeah, I just think there are other guys that are better than him, you know, moving forward, but he's right there. I'll say top 15.
Mark Ingram or DeMarco?
Right now, I'll take Ingram.
I'll take Murray.
I would have taken Ingram before the season over Murray if there was no mess of what we had to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about Brandon Cooks? Buy low or heck no?
Buy low.
Buy low.
We'd rather
just give you an update, Adam. Sean Payton said Willie Snead is 100% coming out of the bye week.
All right. Would you rather have Brandon Cooks or Doug Baldwin?
Baldwin.
Cooks.
Would you rather have Cooks or Cooper?
Cooks.
Cooks.
Cooks or Hogan?
Cooks.
Cooks.
I'll give you an update, Jamie. More than 1,000 votes are in. Leonard Fournette, 40%. DeAndre Hopkins, 34%. Jordy Nelson, 26%. There you go. Huh. Sell high or...
Can we sway that a little bit?
No. Sell high or no thanks, guy. Let's go to Deshaun Watson.
I was going to piggyback off Dave's Bonanza thing for you, and I was going to say... vote for Net, or Adam's going to answer all your questions via text.
Deshaun Watson, number one quarterback in fantasy. Sell high or no thanks, guy?
Speaking of Deshaun Watson and selling high, did you see the league message from George Maselli sent to the whole league about you?
Did you see a certain person curl up in the fetal position and take it?
Who, me?
Yeah.
It was tremendous trash talk.
Yes.
So, yes, to recap, I lost by 1 point to George Maselli because he had Deshaun Watson. And he sent a nice trash talk out there because I thought his trade the week before of Matt Ryan and Bilal Powell for Deshaun Watson I thought was a stupid trade. But I wasn't alone. Heath also thought it was a bad trade. And
I was very understated. I just wonder, Adam, do you think I could offer him Matt Ryan and Bilal Powell for Deshaun Watson today?
I doubt it. But I guess how high would you have to be selling to get good value for Watson?
I mean, this is it, isn't it?
What do you mean?
This is as high as it gets. You said how high would you have to sell?
What is as high as it gets? Not Matt
asking.
Ryan.
I'm not sure.
Would you give up? Would you give up Watson for DeMarco Murray?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Here was the trash talk, by the way. Azer demeaned my trade for Deshaun Watson on the podcast last week. Made it all the better to see Watson beat him single-handedly, long dash, by a point. Season highlight. And then fetal position over here just replied, I accept this.
I didn't know what else to say. He got me. What can I say? Sell high or no thanks, guy. James White, now that Rex Burkhead is back.
I don't think it changes anything for him, so no thanks, guy.
No thanks, guy.
Stephon Diggs.
So high.
Yeah, I don't think you can after that game. I'm not.
Right. The answer to the question is you cannot sell high now.
Right.
All right, well, would you rather have Diggs or Baldwin? You know, that whole group.
I'd rather have Baldwin. I'd rather have Cooks. I think I'd rather have Diggs than Cooper, but it's close.
All right. Finally, sell high.
You know what? I'd rather have Cooper.
Sell high or no thanks, guy. Cam Newton.
I think in any situation where you could sell a quarterback at its peak,
yep,
it's worth it. You talked about trying to sell Aaron Rodgers, right? And the whole reason you gave because it's an easy position to stream. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm only doing it if I get blown away. I'd need like a top five player at running back or wide receiver. And last thing, did you guys consider putting Rob Gronkowski in your first round?
No.
No.
I did. I think he wouldn't
over
be.
Fournette? Would you have taken him over Fournette?
Maybe. He would be no lower than 15 for me. I'd probably take
Fournette. See, I knew I was going to get Fournette coming back anyway.
I'd take Fournette over him. I'd take Fournette, yeah. but he'd be no lower than 15. All right, guys, thank you very much. Good show for Jamie and for Heath. I'm Adam. We'll talk to you tomorrow with the AMC home games and some maybe some buy or sell. Talk to you then.
Bye.